Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
And away we go with Ted Williams, man with the golden voice. It is a getaway Friday, May the 15th, 2020, right in the middle of the month of May. 19 minutes past the hour. And here's what I want to say. This is going to be a tremendous day. Now, why is it going to be a tremendous day? Well, number one, I'm going to be on the air this morning from 8:10 until 1 p.m., so we've got 5 hours of fun ahead of us. Phone calls, trivia, special guests possibly. It's going to be a big day here on WWGH Radio. But I woke up this morning. Now, as many of you know, basically the trajectory of weather here in the month of May has not been great. We've had rainy weather, we've had cold weather. Basically, the beginning of this week was so cold in the mornings, it was nowhere near what May should be. So the first few days were very cold. They were sunny, but they were very cold. Then we had yesterday, which was pretty warm in the morning, but very rainy. Very rainy, kind of overcast, kind of depressing. And then we had the big rainstorm that came yesterday afternoon that blew in for about 5 minutes, and that was no fun, which I got caught in the middle of. In the middle of, but not in the end of, so that was good. But today, if you have not gone outside yet, I was able to leave the house. I didn't have to turn the heater on in the car. The skies are blue. And it is a getaway Friday. So that will put you in the right mood for a getaway Friday program. Now here's, with every bit of sunshine, there is a little bit of cloud. Now, here's what will not put you in the mood for a getaway Friday program. All this was great this morning. I woke up, the sun was shining. I got in the car, didn't have to turn the heater on, driving down Mount Vernon Avenue. It was great, had the music blaring. Good morning to be alive. Okay. So then, and I haven't had to bring this up in a while, I pull into my favorite place, McDonald's, to get my morning beverage of choice, large Diet Coke, for $1.07. And as of late, my problem has been with the money there. That I'm not getting my change, so on and so forth. This morning, that was not an issue. Pulled in. Matter of fact, I had exact change, so there was really no issue at all. And there were a few more cars there this morning than normal, which I think has to do with the outdoor dining opening back up today and barbershops opening back up today. So I think there's some of that involved. But regardless, I pull into the drive-thru line. And I paid with exact change, so no issue there. I get up to the second window. They have my beverage ready. They hand it to me through the window, and I'm off and running. Now, as I'm pulling through the parking lot, the Walmart parking lot, to head this way, I take my straw wrapper off, and I put my straw in the drink, because I usually have a few sips in the car before I come to the studio. And I take the first sip of this large Diet Coke. Now, here's where the problem begins. Now, see, it began late this morning. It didn't even begin in the McDonald's line or even on the McDonald's property. Now, can you guess what happened? Well, let me fill you in. I'm driving through the parking lot, and I take a drink of this large Diet Coke. And as soon as I take a drink, I think, man, Diet Coke certainly tastes strange this morning. Now, immediately, I'm thinking there is something wrong here. And this has never happened to my knowledge. And if it has happened, it hasn't happened in a long time. So I thought, well, maybe they gave me regular Coke, which that has happened in the past. Not very often, but it has happened in the past. And I took a drink of it, and I said, no, you know, this is the second drink. I took the second drink, and I said, no, that's not regular Coke either. What in the world have they filled my cup with? And to be honest with you, here's the kicker of this whole thing. I still have the drink with me, which I have not drunken. Which would it be? Does anybody know? Drunken, drank. Which I have not drunk, which I have not drank. I think it's drank. So, which I've only drank, I've drank very little of this so far this morning, because I don't know what it is. Now, it's definitely not regular Coke, I can tell you that. And it's definitely, I'm 90% sure it's not Diet Coke, because I drink that every morning and it does not taste that way. But what it is, I don't really know. I'll tell you what it kind of tastes like. It kind of tastes like a Dr. Pepper, which I'm not really sure how that would be confused with Coke at all. And I did not think Dr. Pepper was a Coke product. And it's my understanding that McDonald's only has Coke products. So that's an oddity. And it does kind of taste diety. You know how a diet soda has a certain type of taste? It does kind of taste diety, but kind of like a diet Dr. Pepper, which I don't think that McDonald's sells. So, basically what I have here is mystery soda. I don't know what this thing is. Now, I'm going to take another drink right now just to cleanse the palate and try to explain to you what this is, and maybe you can tell me what it is. Maybe you get this at McDonald's. Now, see, I don't know. It tastes sugary. It definitely doesn't really taste like a diet anything. But it's not a regular Coke, I can tell you that, because it's got kind of that whatever is in a Dr. Pepper that makes it taste kind of peppery. So does anybody know, because really the only drink I ever get at McDonald's is a Diet Coke, does anybody have any idea what this beverage might be? Because I'm really not sure. So for those of you who go to McDonald's often, what do you think this drink might be that I have here with me this morning? And to be honest with you, I'm not particularly thrilled with it. I'm drinking it because, you know, doing a radio show here, you got to keep the palate cleansed. But it's not the most enjoyable thing in the world. Now, I don't think it's Dr. Pepper because I don't think they sell Dr. Pepper at McDonald's. Now, I could be wrong about that. But I don't think they do. It's definitely not a Diet Coke, and it's definitely not a regular Coke. Does anybody have any idea what this might be? But it does remind me of Dr. Pepper. If anybody has any ideas, give me a call. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Do you have any ideas? Now, there's a little bit of housekeeping I have to go over here. Yesterday, I talked about how I had made on Wednesday night the three cheese macaroni and cheese and chicken Alfredo. Now, I said I would put the three cheese macaroni and cheese recipe up on the internet, and I will do that. I just didn't have a chance to do it yesterday, but I will give you the three cheese macaroni and cheese recipe. A matter of fact, I can give it to you over the air. Let that secret out of the bag if you want me to do that. So if anybody has any idea what soda I have with me right now, you can call in and guess that. It's mystery soda of the morning, Friday mystery soda. Or do you have any interest in me giving the mac and cheese recipe over the airwaves? Now, also, we did get an email yesterday, and I don't know how I forgot reading this email while we were on the air. We were talking about pies yesterday, and this came from one of our devoted listeners. You either like it or hate it, but I like strawberry rhubarb pie, crisp, or just plain rhubarb sauce. Fixed a dish of it last night. My grandkids love it. Now, we got that email yesterday. Now, it's interesting because I don't believe, I know it's been available, strawberry rhubarb pie, but I don't think I've ever had strawberry rhubarb pie. Now, as of last Christmas, I can say that I have had mincemeat pie, which, you know, the gentleman who brought the mincemeat pie in for Charlie and I, Charlie loved it. It just didn't, I mean, it was okay, and it came with sauce. There was a sauce with it, and I wish I could remember what the sauce was. I know the sauce had some kind of alcohol in it. Does anybody remember, who was listening at that time, what the sauce was that we were dunking the mincemeat pie in? Or what, just maybe somebody who likes mincemeat pie, what is that sauce that you get with mincemeat pie? I cannot remember what that was we were dipping it in. But I know it was some kind of, I believe, if my memory's right, and maybe I'm just thinking of alcohol, but it seemed to me like it had some kind of alcoholic content. But I remember it was a very sweet-tasting sauce that you dunked the mincemeat pie in. Which, again, was not a horrible pie. It's not something that I would eat, maybe just not my taste, kind of like gravy. But what was that pie? 7403, or the dunking. 7403839944. Go ahead, caller.
My mom always made a brandy sauce.
You know, I think it might have been brandy sauce, because I remember it was a Friday, and Charlie and I were here, and he brought in the mincemeat pie,
uh-huh.
And I remember he had this little, like, maybe Tupperware container that had this sauce in it, and it, for some reason, it seems to me, I remember the sauce being sweet.
Yep.
And I remember him saying a word that would suggest to me that it was some kind of alcoholic content sauce.
Well, my mom was the best ever pie maker, and the mincemeat pie she made for my husband because he absolutely loved it, and she always made the brandy sauce for it.
Now, brandy sauce, now you actually use brandy for this, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so, but it's not the main content in the sauce, is it?
I really don't know how she made it. I'm not a mincemeat pie eater. Again, she made it for my husband.
You know, I'm not really a mincemeat pie eater either, but it was okay. It wasn't what I thought it was going to be, you know, because you hear mincemeat pie and you think this is just going to be awful. It wasn't that. I remember being able to eat it.
A lot of people love it.
A lot of people do love it. Now,
and I'm thinking your Coke.
Yeah, what do I have here?
Sometimes with, like, fountain Cokes, more of the carbonation gets in there than the syrup. Or, you said it was extra sweet, though, right?
Well, you know, to be honest with you, let me try this again here. It doesn't taste, like, usually sweet, but it kind of tastes like a diet soda, like a diet soda would have that taste that a diet soda has. It kind of tastes like that, but
I think that their machine just got mixed up this morning.
Whatever their machine did this morning, it reminds me, it puts me in the mind of like a Dr. Pepper or a root beer. That's what it kind of tastes like.
Well, I like root beer. I don't like Coke. Don't like Dr. Pepper.
Well, you know, I guess I have to take what I'm given there. It's like mystery pop that I go when I go through there every morning. And you
it's
can't.
It's always an adventure, Scott.
Well, it is, and
I
can never tell what I'm getting because, of course, the cups are clear, and it all looks the same when they pass it out the window. So by the time I've pulled away from the window, I'm already in trouble.
Yeah, that's true.
Now, have you ever had strawberry rhubarb pie?
Again, my mom made rhubarb pie. I'm not a rhubarb fan, but I love strawberries.
Well, I don't know that I've ever had a piece of rhubarb. Now, I know what rhubarb looks like. I know that it's sold in the, I believe it's considered a vegetable.
It's sour.
Yeah.
Rhubarb to me is sour.
And they sell it in those big, long stalks,
yeah.
And they're kind of pink. But I think it's considered a vegetable. I don't think it's considered a fruit.
I don't think it's a fruit.
So it's more of a vegetable pie.
Yeah. If you're taking a vote on whether to put your mac and cheese over the air, I'm vote yes.
Well, I'll put that vote down because I might do that in the second hour this morning because I don't mind giving it over the airwave. But, you know, it's interesting because this was something I stumbled upon. You know, it's one of those things that I made years ago and I thought, well, I'm going to try this. I'm going to be adventurous. It was not out of a cookbook. It was not anything that anybody gave me a recipe for. But over the years now, I have added to it. And now it's really a good dish.
See, those are the best kind. Absolutely the best kind of recipes.
I think so, too, because I think as time goes on, then it becomes your specialty. And as I said yesterday, I think every time I've ever taken this to a cookout or a potluck because people love the mac and cheese, it's so different than just regular macaroni and cheese that I never have any left to go home with me when it's over.
That's a good thing.
It is. So you take a vote that the sauce we had is a brandy sauce.
Yes.
Now, do you remember when they brought that mincemeat pie? It hasn't been that long ago.
No.
It was one of these mornings. I
don't. It's mincemeats usually are, you know, around Christmas time.
Yeah,
that's when my mom, in the late fall, early winter, that's when Mom would make them.
Well, I think that's when it was brought in, because I know it was a Friday, because I know it was during the Friday noon show, Charlie and I, that's when we ate it. And I remember the gentleman brought it in during Charlie's show, because I was out in the office.
Uh-huh.
And I'm pretty sure it was during Christmas time, but I cannot remember what was in that little container.
Yeah, other than my mother made brandy sauce.
Well, it's interesting. I tell you, I'm going to keep looking here this morning on this stuff, and we'll see how it all shakes out.
Okie-doke.
Hey, thanks for calling.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
So those are the questions on the table this morning, 35 minutes past the hour. What sauce do you think was with that mincemeat pie? Now, maybe you remember last Christmas when it was actually brought in here and Charlie and I ate it. I can't remember what kind of sauce it was. To be honest with you, I know Charlie liked it, but I think he likes mincemeat pie, which I don't. Mincemeat pie, as they say, ain't doing it for me. Go ahead, caller.
We're talking about pop. And, okay, so do you remember Jolt? Because that was the greatest pop they ever made in life.
You know, I'll tell you something funny about Jolt Cola when you bring that up. There was a little carryout, and I don't remember if it was just called State Street Party Store or State Street Carryout. I don't think it's there anymore, but it was on obviously on State Street, but you could not see it from State Street. It was, I'm trying to remember where it was. It was more toward Fairground Street on one of those side streets, and they were one of the few places that you could buy Jolt Cola. And I remember the kids from Taft Middle School, which is no longer there, used to, on the way to school every morning, as they were walking, they would stop by this little party store and get this Jolt Cola, which was basically the equivalent of an energy shot in those days.
Oh, yeah, that was crack in a can, baby.
Yeah, well, what was in that stuff?
I don't know, but that was Monster and all that. That has nothing on Jolt. Jolt was like the original energy, like you said.
Well, and only certain...
They would have you wired.
Well, and you could not go to, like, a major store and buy it.
Yeah, like all the other ones, Surge and all the other... Like, they had nothing on Jolt.
No, you had to go to these little black market stores.
Yeah, you had to know somebody to get Jolt.
And it was a red can with a lightning bolt on it.
I was at the Dollar General the other day, and I saw Jolt gum, and that's what made me think of Jolt. And then you were talking about these pops, and then it came up into my, popped up my brain, Jolt. And I thought, I wonder if Scott remembers Jolt.
Well, I wonder if Jolt Cola is even still out there, because...
you know, you can buy anything online, Scott.
But I wonder if it's like 20-year-old pop online. You see, that's the problem when you order it online. I think the government came in and shut down the Jolt Cola people.
Yeah, they
shut them down.
That's
a good memory, though. Thanks for calling.
I want to put my vote in. I need that recipe. I need a good
recipe. Oh, you need the mac and cheese recipe? I'll tell you what. Now you will love this mac and cheese recipe so much that you won't even need Jolt Cola that night to stay awake. You will be so impressed.
I won't need to go to my Jolt dealer, huh?
No, you won't have to go to your Jolt dealer, which apparently is a black market soda now.
Have a good show, Scott.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. Okay, well, that's two votes for doing the mac and cheese recipe, which if I do it, I'll do it next hour. So do you think I should give the macaroni and cheese recipe on the air? Now, what I call it is three cheese macaroni and cheese. I've never really tried to explain how to make it, but, you know, I'm sure we can get it done here this morning. And does anybody remember what do you think is in this cup that I have in front of me right here? Because clearly it is not diet soda. Not diet soda. Not diet Coke. And I don't believe it's regular Coke either. It has some kind of a peppery taste. Now, does anybody know, have you ever went into McDonald's and got a Dr. Pepper? I don't even know if they sell that there. So, maybe they do, and maybe that was the mix-up. But that's what it kind of reminds me of. And if they do sell Dr. Pepper at McDonald's, do they sell Diet Dr. Pepper? I don't know, because that's what it kind of tastes like. Kind of tastes like a Diet Dr. Pepper or a Diet Root Beer. Or does anybody remember when we had the mincemeat pie in here, or any of you mincemeat pie eaters, do you know what that sauce is that you pour over the mincemeat pie to make it taste a little better? Now, we've got one vote this morning for brandy sauce, and I do know that the sauce did have some kind of alcoholic content. I remember it was named, I believe, for some type of alcohol, but I can't remember what the alcohol was. I can't remember what the sauce was. I don't know. It's over my head, to be honest. I don't know why I have forgotten that. Maybe I blocked it out as a traumatic experience. Like I say, I remember Charlie loved the mincemeat pie, but the mincemeat pie was not my thing. Let me tell you. I don't want to be that bad about it, because I don't want to phrase it like that, but it was just not something that I thought was tremendous. Go ahead, caller.
I just turned you on. You said you thought you got a Dr. Pepper, but it wasn't a Dr. Pepper.
Well, I ordered Diet Coke, and as I was pulling away this morning from McDonald's, I realized that this was not Diet Coke, and when they normally make that mistake, they give me a regular Coke. But it's not a regular Coke. It doesn't taste like that either. So I don't know what it is.
I believe McDonald's has Mr. Pibb.
Oh, do they?
I believe so.
Now, see, I've never had a Mr. Pibb.
Mr. Pibb tastes a lot like Dr. Pepper.
Oh, so now, but do they have diet Mr. Pibb?
That I don't know.
Well, it's strange because it definitely has that peppery taste that Dr. Pepper would have, which maybe Mr. Pibb does have, but it's a very interesting mystery drink this morning.
Well, would you like a Diet Coke this morning? I could stop in and bring you one.
Oh, well, go if you're willing to do that, I would not stop you.
I will do that. I'm actually getting a haircut later this morning, so I can do that for you.
Oh, that's great. Now, do you have your mask, because you have to wear that into the haircut place?
Yes, I do have my mask.
Yeah, isn't that interesting? You'll have to let us know what the lines are like there. I think that's going to be an interesting thing.
Well, I know when I, she actually called me because I had had an appointment for the following week, and she did say when I got into the, where I'm going, to call and let them know, and then they will signal when it's okay for me to come in.
Oh, well, that's...
I do know they've taken all of the chairs out of the waiting room, so they're not allowing anyone in the waiting room. You go in, get your hair cut, and then you leave.
So when you come here, you will be freshly cut and trimmed. That'll be good. Hello? I think we lost the call. But apparently, when our caller comes here, he will be freshly cut and trimmed with a large Diet Coke. Now, this is starting to look up now, because this is a five-hour shift today. I'll be on until 1 o'clock this afternoon. So we could use people at this particular point. But right now, so there's a Diet Coke on its way. Isn't that nice? See, there are nice people out there. But what this thing is, you know, the more I drink this, the more it makes me think that it is Dr. Pepper or Mr. Pibb, because I don't ever remember drinking a Mr. Pibb, to be honest with you. It could be that. It could be a Dr. Pepper or a Mr. Pibb. I don't really know. Well, if anybody else has any guesses on that, let me know. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. You know, it reminds me of something, because people out there right now are probably saying, why do you continue to drink this thing that obviously is not what you ordered this morning? And I remember a joke that I heard years ago. If I buy a ticket to see a bad movie, I still stay to the end. So that's how I feel about this pop at this particular point. Even though it is clearly not what I ordered this morning, and you would think the people at this McDonald's would know me by now, because I come there at least five times a week, I bought the ticket to see this bad movie, and I'm staying till the end. But apparently a Diet Coke will be on its way to the studio at some point this morning, maybe around 11 or 12 o'clock. That would be fun to wrap up the day here today. All right. What else do we have going on here? Oh, does anybody know what the sauce would be on the mincemeat pie? We have one vote for brandy sauce. You know, and I'm not saying brandy sauce is wrong, and I'm sure that people have had brandy sauce on mincemeat pie, but that just does not seem right to me. Go ahead, caller.
Yes, on your sauce for the mincemeat pie, my mother used to use rum sauce.
Rum sauce. Now, it is obviously primarily rum in that.
Pardon me?
I said primarily just a rum-based sugary sauce?
It was a creamy sauce, and I don't remember. I'm going to try to find the recipe if I can. But I know she did put some rum in there, which really gave it a nice kick.
Well, you know what I remember? I remember this gentleman, and I wish he was listening this morning, but I can't remember if his wife made it. I think it was his wife made this mincemeat pie, and it was around Christmas time. He brought it in for Charlie and I, and there was this little container with this sauce in it, and I remember it being alcohol-based, but it was very sweet, and it sweetened up the mincemeat pie, but I cannot remember what it was. Now, it very well could have been rum sauce. Now, is that typically what goes with a mincemeat pie?
Yes, as far as what I've experienced, my relatives, most of them all used a rum-based sauce. And it was around Thanksgiving time when they prepared it.
Now, do you like mincemeat pie?
I do not. I will eat it, like, once a year, maybe. When it would come time for Thanksgiving or whenever they would choose to serve it, and it was usually around that time of the year, the holidays. But I would eat that, but I would really cover it heavily with rum sauce.
And for people who don't know, because to be honest, I did not know until that pie came in here, because it has that weird name. What basically is in a mincemeat pie?
There is some type of, I believe, like a shredded beef. I don't know what else. There are other ingredients, but I'm going to see if I can't find that, and I'll give that to you when I locate it.
Yeah, call back in. I'll be on through 1 o'clock today.
Okay.
Hey, thank you.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. Yeah, it's an interesting concoction, the mincemeat pie, because there is meat in it. But you know what's awful about this? I can't even really remember what type of meat was in it. I just know there is actually meat in it, which you normally would not find in a pie. But there are other things in it, and it seemed to me like it was fruit. some kind of fruit and some kind of meat. But I don't know. I can't remember. I wish Charlie was here because he loved it. I think he took the pie home because it certainly wasn't something I was going to take home. I think I took a piece of it. But I don't remember what the sauce was. Now, it could have been rum sauce, just like the caller said, or it could have been brandy sauce, like the caller said earlier, but I don't know if that was it. I don't know. Are there any other alcohol-based sauces that maybe anybody remembers putting on a mincemeat pie, which I guess is primarily a holiday pie? I don't know why it's a holiday pie. Does anybody know why mincemeat pie is a holiday pie? Pumpkin is Thanksgiving, obviously. Let's see. Pumpkin is Thanksgiving. Christmas, you know, it's Christmas cookies and things like that. I really don't know if there's a Christmas pie that we have. Maybe mincemeat is the Christmas pie or the New Year's pie. I don't know. All I remember, and I do remember that the gentleman did come back because I remember we gave him back his container of the sauce. But I don't remember what the sauce was. Totally has slipped my mind. So does anybody know what kind of sauce you would put on a mincemeat pie? And like I say, I think it was alcohol-based, but it might not have been. Let me see here. By the way, telephone lines are open, 740-383-9944. Would you like me to give my macaroni and cheese recipe next hour? And what kind of soda do you think I ended up getting this morning from McDonald's? It's definitely not a Diet Coke. It's definitely not a regular Coke. But what do you think it might be? Okay, let's go to the internet here and see what kind of messages I'm getting. Mincemeat is a mixture of chopped dried fruit. Well, yeah, I maybe it was dried fruit. Maybe that's why Charlie liked it, because it's kind of like a fruitcake. So that could be partially right. I just don't remember it. Isn't that fun? I can't even remember the taste of it. I just remember that it was not something that I particularly thought was great, but I remember thinking it's not as bad as I thought it would be. Because some things you just think are going to be awful, and that was not one of those things. But it could have been the person who cooked it as well. Okay, what else do we have going on here? Mincemeat pie. Oh, rhubarb. Okay, what's in a rhubarb pie? Now, there are rhubarb pies, but then there are strawberry rhubarb pies, right? Those are two different kind of pies. You can have strawberry rhubarb, and you can have just plain rhubarb, right? And rhubarb is a vegetable, I think, because I have seen rhubarb sold fresh in the store, and it comes in those big, long, pink stalks. So, what does that taste like? Because rhubarb, to me, being a vegetable, doesn't seem like it would have a very sweet taste. It looks more like a big, long, pink piece of celery, is what it reminds me of. So what does strawberry rhubarb pie taste like? We got an email about this earlier on this morning. But what does strawberry rhubarb pie taste like? I don't believe I've ever eaten that pie, to be honest. I'm sure it's been offered places, but just not something I ever ventured to eat. So does anybody know what strawberry rhubarb pie tastes like, or what rhubarb in general tastes like? And isn't there just a rhubarb pie, a pie that's completely made out of rhubarb, this pink celery-looking-like vegetable? Give me a call on any of these questions, or if you have any of the answers, I guess would be more to the point. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 52 and a half minutes past the hour, and one of our listeners is looking for his mincemeat pie recipe and what kind of sauce went along with that. 740-383-9944. We're going to have all kinds of guests here this morning and a lot of interesting stuff going on, and we may have a report from a barber. Now, see, this is what the COVID and this whole change in society has done. Never in the history of radio did I think I would be sitting here saying, we're going to get a report from a barber. That normally is not something you would say on a radio program, but during a pandemic, my goodness, we get reports from barbers. That's just the way it goes. But the phone lines are open at this point, 740-383-9944. And as I say, I think we're going to have a special guest here very soon in the studio this morning. And then we've got another special guest coming as well. Now, I hope our one special guest brings the right things. Now, they know what that means. We'll just put it at that. If you don't know what that means, you're probably not the person who I'm talking about. But the other person who I'm talking about, I do hope, brings the special things this morning. So we'll see how that goes as the morning progresses here on WWGH Radio. 54 minutes past the hour on this Getaway Friday. But questions this morning. What type of sauce is on a mince meat pie? What primarily is in a mince meat pie? What type of pop do you think I have here? Well, I'm sure somebody out there has had a Mr. Pibb. What does a Mr. Pibb taste like? Is a Mr. Pibb basically the Coca-Cola version of a Dr. Pepper? Is that what a Mr. Pibb is? I don't know. What was our other question? Oh, what does rhubarb taste like? What just if you just ate a piece of rhubarb, what would that taste like? Is it sweet at all? Do you have to add sugar to that to make the rhubarb or the strawberry rhubarb pie? I don't know. Let me know. 740-383-9944. But it's interesting because we now have brandy sauce and we have rum sauce. Those are the two possibilities that have come up this morning as to what we would put on a mincemeat pie to make it taste a whole lot better than maybe it tastes on its own. Also, the discussion about me giving my macaroni and cheese recipe next hour is on the table. Do you think I should give my three cheese macaroni and cheese recipe over the airwaves in the next hour this morning? Now, I'll do it if the pressure gets turned up enough. I believe we have had two votes for giving the macaroni and cheese recipe, but that is it at this particular point. 740-383-9944. How do you think things are going to go today? Today is really, in my opinion, the first big opening during this COVID pandemic. We're going to see the barbers open today. We're going to see the hair salons open today. We're going to see the outdoor dining open today. Looks like it's going to be a nice enough weather day for it. But how's that all going to shake out? How's that all going to go? Are people going to remember to take their masks? Are people going to do what needs to be done? Are people going to follow the rules? People sometimes don't like to follow the rules. And what exactly are the rules? The government has not mandated that you wear a mask. Now, if the business mandates that you wear a mask, you have to do it. And obviously, if you are an employee, you will have to do it. And a lot of servers going back to work today for the first time since the middle of March. Now, how's that going to be? And what are the tips going to be like? And with the social distancing, how's that all going to work out? A lot of questions today are going to be answered. And are people going to sit outside? Because it's not going to be extremely warm today, I think just in the 70s. So it's not like it's going to be a heat wave outside. Will people sit outside? Have restaurants made accommodations so people can sit outside? I don't know if these big restaurants have or not. Like a Bob Evans or a Perkins. I don't even know how you would sit outside there. Because most of the parking lot is, or most of the outside area is parking lot. So I don't even know how you would do that. Any ideas? 740-383-9944. Now, don't forget, I will be on through 1 o'clock this afternoon. I will have this show on through 10 o'clock this morning. Then I will be sitting in for the radio icon and legend, Charlie Evers, from 10 a.m. till 12 noon. And then the Exchange Club will be on from 12:10 until 1 p.m. this afternoon. And we will have great fun with that. And again, it looks like we're going to have people dropping by all morning. It's good. You know, this is the type of radio show you want to do. A few weeks ago, somebody called in. I believe this happened on the air. And said it just sounds like people in McDonald's talking on this radio station, and you're kind of overhearing the conversation. I like that. I like when people stop by who, you know, some planned, some not. It's usually good to know if the person's going to stop by. That makes life a little easier. But, you know, I think of this, oddly enough, we're talking about all this food. I think of this like a dinner party. I think of this radio show like a dinner party because we've got four microphones over here that are unused every morning. So if somebody happens to stumble in here, we'll put them behind a microphone and ask them what they're doing. You know, that's the first question you should ask anybody. So this is just a big dinner party, a rotating dinner party that we're having here every morning on WWGH Radio. And we're going to have that party through 1 o'clock this afternoon, so I hope you stay with us. I know the weather is awful nice, and it's tempting to go outside and do something. And if you go outside, take your phone with you. You know, we can be on the mobile devices. Stick your radio in the window. Turn it up loud enough to where you can hear it through the window. Take your portable radio outside. These are the things you have to do if you're listening to this show at this particular point. 59 minutes past the hour. On this Getaway Friday morning, when we come back, will we have a special guest with us? I don't know. I know about as much as you do at this point, which tells you exactly how much planning goes into this particular show. We might have a macaroni and cheese recipe. Hard to tell. Maybe we'll know what rhubarb tastes like. Maybe we'll have figured out that mincemeat pie recipe. There's a lot of stuff on the table, and we're coming back with this rotating table here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM in just about 10 to 15 minutes after the news and the weather. Stay tuned. We'll be back momentarily. You're listening to WWGH Radio LPFM, Marion, Ohio, 107.1 FM, The Talking Place. For guests like legendary ABC News correspondent Sam Donaldson. Over the course of this program, we have had a lot of great guests on. We've had U Downs. We have had David Hartman. We have had Marvin Kalb and Secretary of State Madeleine Albright, Jesse Jackson. Just great people who are no longer with us. Tony Curtis.